It's your morning team show on WSGW. Good morning.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
On your morning team show with Dave and Pat and Charlie, this Wednesday, December 30th.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch.
Online at WSW.com with On Air at 100.5 and 790. And of course with Alexa and Siri finding two that we can be together on the morning team show.
Got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch.
You get short change for Christmas, Charlie?
I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5.
I am playing the song which on the latest Billboard music chart of the top 100, Thurl Ravenscroft, who does the version of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, that song comes in at number 32 on this week's Billboard 100. This happens every year, although I have not ever seen it to the extent of this year, and this is why I bring it up, that Christmas music, and maybe because of the events of this year and more people wanting to find something more traditional, cheerful, whatever, you know, that Christmas music can bring to you.
Right.
Having said that, playing the Grinch song, you know, figure that out. But, on the Billboard 100, a record 39 Christmas songs are charted this week.
Wow, yeah.
And in the top 10, 9 of the top 10 are Christmas songs.
What's the one non-Christmas? Do we know?
Yeah, I've got it someplace. Awesome. What is it? The number 7 song, I think it is. What is 24K Golden and Ian Dore's Mood?
Okay, yeah, all right. Okay. That somehow snuck through. All right.
Well, maybe people want to be thinking of happier times or something.
Yeah.
That's why they go back to the Christmas music. You'd
think.
Get comfort from it.
And a lot of these songs are very traditional, again, by those traditional artists that normally and certainly haven't been charted in years. A lot of them certainly are no longer with us. It's been such a long time. But there's a mix of some of the current stuff, too. But we thought we'd give you a rundown of the top 10, the 9 songs, again, Christmas, that are charted, again, on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, including the number 1 song, which is amazingly the 5th time that it has reached the top spot. Since its release years ago as a Christmas song, 5 different times it's charted during the Christmas season as number 1. Wow.
Wow.
So here you go. All right. And we've got the music clips for the 9, so I'm sure you'll recognize this. Just by hearing the opening lyrics of this guitar lick, you might recognize who the artist is of this song. It is... What's that sound like, huh?
Beach Boys.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, yeah.
Chuck, okay.
Run, run, Rudolph.
Run, run, Rudolph.
Far behind.
That's number 10.
Huh.
Number 9...
Yes, this one has, for some reason, gotten more popular as time has gone on. Wham!
That's from Wham, Last Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, does the passing of George Michael have anything to do with that from years ago? That was years ago.
Maybe that was.
Passed away, but,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I even heard some covers of that song this year.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's how.
That was number 9. And number 8, you talk about traditional as far as artists go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is
that
so
Vaughn?
Delightful.
No.
No.
And since we've no place to go.
Dean Martin.
Oh, that's Dean Martin.
Dino.
I think I like Vaughn's better.
Although, as you say that, because if I'm not mistaken, when Vaughn Monroe recorded it, he had the first number 1 version of that song.
Right. I think I like his better.
Way back in the 1940s.
I like Dean, but I mean, yeah. I don't know why I like Vaughn's more.
Dean has that old style he puts onto it.
Yeah.
let's see. That was number 8. So let's get to number 6. Of course, that song we just mentioned, number 7, was the only one that was not Christmas. But certainly you'll know this one.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz
Navidad. I mean, Jose had to be there somewhere.
Had to be.
Feliz Navidad.
And this being the celebration of the 50th year of Feliz Navidad. Coming in at number 5.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Andy had to be there someplace.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Just in case you didn't hear of enough of the last month.
No, not at all.
All right, very traditional again. Another artist that comes in at number four.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Ah, oh, yes.
It's the best time of
yep.
the year.
Yep, Burl Ives there.
From Rudolph.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
All right, how about the number three song on the chart?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle
oh, Bobby Helms version?
Yep, you got
jingle
it.
Jingle bells.
Billboard's music chart this week. Nine of the top 10 songs are Christmas, including this one at number three. Number two has a lot of staying power for sure.
Oh, yeah, Brenda. Good old Brenda.
Was she like 13 when she did this song or something like that?
Yeah, I bought that.
Little Brenda Lee. That was number two, so that brings us to the number one song. And again, this song, since its first release in 1994.
Yeah.
Five times it's reached the top of the charts.
So 94, you know, so it's relatively newer.
Yes,
one.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. And you think of how big, I don't know when's the last time she's released any new music, but she's certainly huge as far as music goes. It's
right
All here. I Want for Christmas Is You. That's right, Mariah That's Carey.
Yep.
In fact, she just had her Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas special on Apple TV Plus recently. So, yeah.
It's funny. I mean, I remember when that song was released thinking not much of it at the time. But looking back, yeah, I can see. There's a nostalgia factor. And in a way, you listen to it. I mean, it does sort of have that old Christmas sound to it.
Yeah,
you know, those old classics. Mm-hmm.
Bouncy sound, too.
Yep,
yeah,
so,
sounds good.
Yeah, good for her.
No White Christmas, eh? When you said the song five times, I thought, sure, it's going to be one.
You know? Now that you mentioned that, that wouldn't have been. But White Christmas is on this list here someplace. Mm. I don't see it in front
Down
of me.
Down
the
list, eh?
Again, of the top 100, 39 are Christmas songs, and of the top 10, 9.
Right. Now I'd like to see this week.
Yeah. See what it goes back to.
You know what's happening this week. Everybody's doing their top 100 songs and that stuff.
Yeah,
that's
all the countdown stuff.
Right. That's happening
right
now.
Yeah, and in fact, of the Billboard 200 albums chart, six of the top 10 are Christmas-related albums.
Doesn't surprise me.
Not surprising at all this time of year.